Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there in the heart of the Grove, between the demo and the ready room. Hey, come on out this Friday the 13th. They've got all new music, happy hour going on, records spinning. They got new vinyl in store from The Cure, The Lines, Young Magic, Devil Driver, Wolf Parade, Modern Baseball, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Greatest Hits, and all kinds of other stuff. They got a fantastic local selection as well. Come out, take a look at that. Lots of CDs, tapes, and vinyl. And if you'd like your here, have some of your stuff on the shelves, contact them about that and getting some of your CDs on the shelf at Music Record Shop. For more information about any of this, find them online on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are My Legacy, My Ghost, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Myself up, spread my wings, and then we'll start to soar.
who I used to be. This circulation, this separation is slowly breaking me. Would you hear me now if I scream it out for the whole world to hear? A proclamation of liberation and break the chains of fear. Am I invisible or just the ghost of who I used to be? This circulation, this separation is slowly breaking.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 221, hanging out with the guys of My Legacy, My Ghost. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are hanging out in Ambit Studios in Maryville, Illinois for this evening. So, pretty nice place. Got the tour, checking it out. So I guess this is where you guys plan to do some recording then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct. I work here. My room is under construction, but it should be done by the end of the month. And we're going to hole up and hopefully get a record done sometime the next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully by the end.
Hopefully.
Hopefully by the end of the year, preferably.
Yeah. I guess we should also, just in case anybody doesn't know, your voices, we should probably all, everybody say hi again. And
Hi, I'm Drake. I play guitar.
I'm Weaver. I play bass. I'm Nathan. I also play guitar.
And I'm Fox, and I sing.
Yeah, and we got a...
And I'm Matt, and I...
A special guest.
I design things.
Yeah?
he's the guy who's done all the designs for all our artwork and t-shirts and...
Yeah.
And our t-shirts covers. And our logos and album covers, things like that.
Good old...
I've made
Matt.
You! No, I'm kidding. I do graphic design stuff, and I am the unofficial band grandma.
Apparently. Yeah. Oops. Yes. The sixth member of the band mom, grandma... Depends on if I'm band mom that day.
All of the above.
I'm usually both.
Yeah. If you ever see us play, he'll normally be over at the merch booth or shooting a video of us. So
he tries his best to keep us in line.
And I fail most of the time, but whatever.
Yeah.
That's why I said tries.
Yeah, thank you for giving me credit, at least.
And then our drummer, Eric, cannot be here today, sadly. He's in finals right now.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Furthering his education.
So, oh my God.
Yeah, the nation and wishing him well.
Yeah.
He's doing it with much mashing teeth.
Yeah.
Erk.
Hopefully the studio will get up and going here. We'll get everything going and get in here and recording. And or is that a goal? I mean, are we hoping to have something out by the end of the year? Or
we're trying
year,
to set a goal for ourselves right now to try and have something by the end of the year. I mean, we can never make any promises on that.
Sure.
Just, you know, really putting the work towards it and everything. But we're going to try to do to get something by the end of the year.
You know, yeah. It's one of those things. A lot of the songwriting's already done, but, you know, there's still a lot of work to do. And then there's actually getting everything in here and actually recording
sure.
the record, too,
yeah.
which is a whole other animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hoping to have a new song out probably by August, September. So
yeah.
Sometime in that area.
Well, we were, when we talked, you guys were on the show previously, but that was back in December, episode 156, if anybody wants to go back and check that one out. Actually, when I listened to it today, just to make sure we didn't talk about all the same things. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. But in that episode, you guys, we were talking about the EP and that you referred to it as a concept album.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you had already referenced in that episode about a second EP coming. So I figured you guys probably had a lot of the material written. It's just a matter mm-hmm. of getting time and money and everything else to recording it and,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and stuff.
So, that's always one of the most, like, stressful situations being in a band is... I'm really, really anxious to get back in the studio and get back to recording again. I'm really excited to start putting out new music, but it's like having music that's right in front of your face, that's all like written out and ready to go and just not getting in the studio and getting it done yet. It's always just like, why can't we just do this already?
Yeah, right.
It's frustrating, but it's gonna be good. We're excited.
Sure.
So
yeah. You know, it's like we said, you know, it's the second EP is pretty much finishing up the concept of the first one. So most of the songs are done.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, now that we're in a studio instead of my basement doing the record, it's
right.
just getting all the equipment in here, and we have to finish drywalling the walls, and hopefully the room will be done by, like I said, the end of this month, and then Nate will be in China for all of June.
Yeah.
So we'll probably start cracking down and getting into it in July.
Very cool. Yeah, but reason we're all here today, we got a big show to announce. So it's been announced, but we're here to promote it. But you guys are your very first headlining show, right? Very cool. So May 27th at the Demo, you can come over there and you can see My Legacy, My Ghost, Con Man Economy, The Cinema Story, which just added to the bill, right?
Which I'm super excited about, because...
Yeah, we played... When we were on the show last time, we were actually promoting our cover set when we played Disney songs, and Cinema Story was also on that bill. So
yeah.
That was the first time we got to see them, and they're pretty chill dudes.
Yeah.
Didn't they cover Newfound Glory?
Yes.
Yes.
That was bothering the crap out of me. All right, sweet.
Yeah.
I know.
And then Callaway Circus and Kuvi rounding out that bill for... So, five bands. Well, I guess Kuvi's a solo, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We actually played an acoustic set with him a couple weeks ago over at America's Tavern. Like, Gabe Stroop from Skybird White was setting something up, and we were very happy to play along with that. It was a lot of fun, and we heard Kuvi, and he did very, very well. I was very pleased. And that was his first show that he played, so it was really exciting. So, I'm personally really excited to see him at this one. So
yeah, I guess he's been in a bunch of bands before, and finally he was like, well, nobody's as committed to the group as I am, so I'll just do a solo project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it seems to be working out well for him so far.
He's sounded really great. Like I said, I'm really excited to see him.
So you get five bands or five acts for $7, and band has tickets. You guys can reach out to
you. Got a few left.
Yeah, so... Or, of course, I'm sure walk-ups available, too, at the door.
The walk-ins at the door, they're actually $10 a ticket as opposed to $7 in advance. So it's definitely, I mean, $3 isn't too bad, but it's definitely better to save a little cash. And we deliver. It's not like you gotta come find us.
Right. So find your favorite band member and get a ticket for the 27th. And that's a We Are United show, right? So very cool.
I'm working with Aaron a lot for this one.
Yeah, we've got the show all set up by the lovely Aaron Shea. Thank you very much for helping us.
Yeah, shout out to Aaron Shea. I saw you guys were on her show a couple weeks ago or so.
It was about the beginning of March.
Yeah.
Second week of March.
Yeah.
It was first second week of March.
Yeah.
I think it took almost a month for it to get put online, though, if I remember right.
It was live on the radio. So.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true.
Anyway, you're
gonna say. But we just set a date. I'll be on her show. In June. So I'm pretty excited.
We're
gonna
take turns interviewing each other, right?
Yeah. I had her on my show to talk about everything she's involved in and get to know her a little better. And then I'll be sitting in on her show and getting to play some of my favorite songs. So pretty excited. To be a part of it, so so keep an eye out for that. So hopefully, round out the year, we'll get hopefully some new tunes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But is there? I saw you just recently purchased a new vehicle. Potentially could be used for some touring?
That's the idea.
The idea. Probably not anytime soon, because, you know, got to get a hitch, got to get a trailer, have to have some places to go and play. And
we're about to blow, well, we've already started blowing somewhere in the realm of about $2,000 on an in-ear monitor system, which is about half paid for now.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely love to get on the road. We're kind of looking at, like, maybe summer of next year is kind of a deadline for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, it remains to be seen, but that's kind of our, like, we think of as a reasonable goal.
Yeah.
But in Nate's new van, we were he just showed us recently that it has a DVD player in it. So we're like, yep, touring vehicle.
Yeah, done. It's over. Yeah.
The lovely Motherhood Assault vehicle. Mav.
Good old Mav.
The official My Legacy, My Ghost touring vehicle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nate is our soccer man. So.
That's... Nate the soccer
it's
mom.
An appropriate vehicle for the soccer mom of the band.
Because yeah. you always, whenever you're in a band in general, you always need to have a vehicle that you're able to play musical Tetris in. So you got to try and get as much equipment in one single vehicle as possible.
Yeah.
So that way you can take all the equipment and maybe one extra person, and then everybody else carpools with the other person. So it works out pretty well.
Yeah.
So hopefully a trailer will alleviate a lot of those problems.
Well, yeah. Definitely.
Someday
still need a
with more money that we don't have yet, but...
All right.
That's whatever.
Have you guys, either in previous projects at all, or have you played out in other towns yet at all?
Not...
I don't know that any of us have,
no. No, I think the... No, definitely. The furthest I've probably played is, like, Cicero's.
Yeah.
The only place that takes more than 30 minutes to get to from my house.
Right. Yeah, well, that would be cool, though. I mean, that's definitely, I think, a goal, and an achievable goal for sure. I mean,
you guys
got a great thing going, and just continue to build momentum, especially for still a fairly new project. I mean, you guys are a little over a year now, right?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Somewhere
right around there.
Yeah, so, I mean, to what you've already accomplished and stuff, but yeah, I think touring would be the next big thing, to get out on the road and try to, see how the rest of the crowds respond.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest thing is, we can't really build momentum playing in St. Louis more than maybe once a month. We start playing shows every week and nobody comes out. So that's really the next thing to do, is start just playing different cities.
Sure. I don't know, man. It is kind of weird. Like, I've had a discussion with other bands about it, but like, there's some bands that play like every weekend, or a couple times a week. Of course, in different spots and all around town. But then there's also bands that believe in once a month, or making shows more of a events. Where it's not just, hey, we're playing here tonight, come see us. Like, where this is a we haven't played in 6 months or something like that. This is a big show for us. Come see.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It is a kind of a fine balance, like trying to figure out what works for you guys and your fans and stuff. But yeah, you obviously, I know, growing up with a lot of my friends, living outside of town, and a lot of them coming in to play Pops. And then it's like having a lot of your fan base drive an hour to come see you at Pops or whatever, you can kind of wear people as,
right.
Especially, we were doing those. We just finished up those, Road to Point Fest stuff.
Yeah.
Where you're coming in week after week. Hey, we moved on to the next round. Come see us again. And it's like, man, we just went down there last time. So it is kind of one of those things. You gotta work that. Find that happy medium where everybody works for everybody.
Right.
Well, and it's exciting for us too, because this will be our first time playing at the demo.
Yeah.
Because we've pretty much been doing We Are United show since day one.
Right.
And 99% of the We Are United shows have all been at Pops.
Yeah.
So this will be our...
Don't get us wrong. We love Pops.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Pops are one of our favorite venues, probably our favorite, because, just great staff. The tree is very well.
Definitely,
Love playing there.
Yeah.
But
we're excited to play at the demo, too.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of the big things being in a band. You have to play all the venues in the area. You can't really be nitty-gritty and pick, hey, okay, this is the best venue to play. Let's go play there.
Yeah,
because all different kinds of venues get all different kinds of crowds.
And
so,
also just mixes it up a little bit more.
When we played 6 shows at Pops, and all of our fans that come to see us at Pops, it's kind of, it'd be cool. It's as great as Pops is, and as much as we love playing there, it'd be good for a change of scenery.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Just to kind of mix it up. You were saying a little earlier, making an event kind of, you don't want it stale. But
yeah, Demo's a great spot, man. I've been to a lot of shows there, and that whole area of the Grove, and it's like, is just a really neat part of town. They've really done a lot of work, cleaning it up over there. There's a great lot of, the Ready Room over there too is another great venue. And Music Record Shop right in the middle that sponsors the show.
Yeah,
so,
which is awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, if I can make a suggestion, I would say hit up Gramophone for a sandwich on the way over there, because they are awesome.
Vegetarian options?
I believe so.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. I didn't really look too into it, but they have a lot of options, so I'm sure I'm sure you can find some sort of a vegetarian option.
Cool.
But I had the other day I had the General Patton, it's called, and it's like a chicken bacon ranch with like a with like a pepper jack and a spicy ranch on it, and
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I just feel the heart
plays the national anthem as as it's delivered to you.
Yeah.
It just rises up out of the sandwich.
Right.
Tinny coming through the finger.
Speaking of the national, did any of you guys see the national anthem from the Trump rally?
No, but I saw it transposed.
I saw somebody wrote out the sheet music for it. It's like a key change every two measures. I just cracked up so much. I saw that first, and then I listened to it and was like, oh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's a thing, yeah.
There's also a video of somebody playing the accompaniment and changing the keys, and that's just hilarious. I loved it. It was fantastic.
I need that in my life.
Oh, jeez.
I saw, like, a similar thing with Nick Jonas guitar solo. I saw somebody wrote it out on sheet music and stuff, and like so you can learn to play at home, learn your Nick Jonas guitar solos. And
yeah, someone should do that for Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I
another
say,
guitar. Hey. And I say this with very gratuitous air quotes: guitar virtuoso.
Yeah.
I remember that.
There's just certain people out there just really shouldn't have guitars in their hands. Like you think Lil Wayne, you don't think he's a guitar player.
Right.
He's not.
Yeah, and he's tried to market himself as one.
Yeah,
that failed.
If he could play, I wouldn't have any problem with it.
If
like,
he could play.
If you're a rap guy and you play guitar, that's awesome. But don't be like, oh, look at me, I'm a guitar player. And then you can't play Smoke on the Water, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Smoke on the Water, like, the go-to...
That's, like, the first song everyone learns to play a guitar.
Yeah.
That or, what would Iron Man?
Yeah, I mean, they're, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I can't play any thing. I'm like...
Afterwards, we're going to teach you how to play Smoke on the Water.
Yeah.
Then you can call yourself a guitar player. Yeah. Better than Lil Wayne.
All right.
Yep, you will be better than Lil Wayne.
Anyway, here's Wonder
My Legacy, yeah. My Ghost, yeah. Teaching people to play guitar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always laugh. Like, there's been times I've, like, said some things, like, about, like, like, Louis C.K. or something. You know, like, I'll say something about somebody, and then it's like... I often wonder, like, if that'll be the episode that, like, goes viral or something like that.
And then,
like,
they see it.
Everybody's like, oh, listen to My Legacy, My Ghost, bashing Lil Wayne on your plane. On. It's like, and that'll, then everybody's like, I don't know, it's very unlikely. But that just makes me laugh to think about, like, if that were to happen, so...
I would find a lot of enjoyment in that, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. A lot of times you want it to go viral just for the right reasons.
Yeah,
yeah, it's funny because, like, just a little earlier, about an hour ago, we were sitting in the lobby and I was actually listening to Got Money by Lil Wayne for really no reason outside of just having, unfortunately, stuck in my head, so... If people, like, get mad at me for bashing Lil Wayne, I won't be mad because he's terrible.
Yeah.
The beat was good, but he's terrible. He sounds like the troll under the bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we proceeded to bash Nate, saying that's what he listens to in his spare time.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know.
Come on, please, Britney Spears.
You can't be punk rock all the time.
Speaking of rappers, and I saw a trending thing of Juvenile got in a fist fight in a Waffle House. Yeah.
Okay, are you guys sure that's a real thing? Because I've seen, like, Limp Bizkit supposed to be playing.
I think it was one of those fake events of, like, Marilyn Manson playing at Menards and,
Nova
Scotia, wherever. But I think that was actually a real thing that happened. Like, that headline that I saw last year, which was still my favorite headline in 2015.
Yeah, it was like...
Marilyn Manson allegedly getting punched in the face... at a Canadian Denny's, which there are so many layers to that. It's
okay.
That
was a great one, but I think my favorite headline I ever saw was Kid Rock subpoena to produce a glass dildo given to him by Insane Clown Posse. Great headlines.
Every intersection.
Yeah.
My trash in one headline. It's beautiful.
Yeah, some of those. Speaking of those fake events, man, it was a little overboard, but yeah, there were some of them really funny. Like, and I saw like there was one. It was like Vanilla Ice at Ted Drew's or something.
Yeah, Westboro Baptist Church at somewhere that made me like about fall over. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. I wish I could remember the name. But I was like, this is the best one. Yeah. Everybody else can go home.
Yeah, it's just yelp. But, seems like they're almost crafted by the writers at the hard times or something.
Some last-ditch attempt to drum up some sort of viral publicity.
Yeah,
exactly. I was literally just about to say, now that Nate mentioned it, if you guys really want a kick, if you're on Facebook, go check out a page called The Hard Times. They come up with some of the greatest fake articles ever.
The Hard Times are amazing.
Yeah, Prince died. There was just an article with Prince's face that just says "all sex canceled."
The headlines.
It's just not feeling right now.
The headlines, and it's not, you know, as much as I love The Onion, it's not like, you know, The Onion, a lot of the time, it's like 60% of the articles I see, the headlines are funnier than the actual articles. With The Hard Times, every single article is just as hilarious as the headline. So
the headlines are still the best part.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's what draws you in.
My friend Mikey, he's a comic, lives up in Chicago now, but I remember he had one of my favorite posts of the day after Prince passed was, he's like, I bet Prince has already boned like 7 angels already.
Yeah, yeah. I think I saw him,
I saw that, and I laughed for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I
thought that was pretty good.
Did you see that they cracked his vault open, and he has enough unreleased music to release like 100 albums?
Yep.
Or something like that.
David Bowie both, actually.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They recorded
about that.
A bunch of music because I feel like they had to have known.
Well, I mean, there's been probably. I mean, I'm on a lot of audio forums and talk to people who are a lot better at it and a lot more famous than I am. And I've talked to a couple people that have worked with Prince and say, yeah, dude, he used to go into his home studio and he would record 2 songs a day.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine recording 2 songs every day for the last 10 or 15 years?
And he would do one-off shows and announce them like an hour or two beforehand and say, hey, come to Paisley Park, which was his compound, at midnight and I'll do a show. And then he would do another one right after. Like, it was intense.
Yeah.
It was intense. I wish I could have gone. That's like a huge regret of mine, is that I couldn't make the trip down to Minnesota,
Minnesota.
What up? You know, to see that, because it sounded incredible.
Yeah. Well, and that was kind of the punch in the gut, like, right after all that, too, was they were saying that he was supposed to be at the Fox or something like this week or that week when he passed, and you know, so it's like, yeah, I mean, who knows what, if any of us could have even got tickets, but it's just like, but it's like the thing to know that he was going to be in town.
He did a surprise show with the last side project that he had, but I think it's called Third Eye Girl. They did like a surprise show a year ago at some small tiny venue in St. Louis. I wish I could have gone, but it was, you know, not to be, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, when you're talking about like recording like that much, like I think that was kind of like, that was kind of the story with Tupac also, like that he just had like all these verses recorded, and like that's why so many, I mean, I think he's put out more albums since his death than when he was alive, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, I heard stories that he was recording like 3 songs a day or something like that. And like,
oh yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with hip hop, like, I'm not saying it's a lesser art by any means, but it's easier to record a beat. So.
Well, sure.
I mean for that, it kind of makes sense. But yeah. I mean, like, even Lil Wayne, who I was just bashing earlier, and there was something like he records. Like, he normally like will get out a beat every night, and don't get me wrong, his beats are pretty good. It's just voice is awful.
The thing that makes it amazing about Prince too, though, was that he played like, if somebody asked him once, what instruments do you play, and he said all of them.
Yeah,
he played all 27 instruments on his debut album and produced it and wrote it,
right.
Which is insane. It was insane for 1978 or whenever his first album came out, and it's insane to think about now.
Yeah,
like there are some people who were just born to create and sort of just flowed out of them like oxygen. It's weird.
And he probably did in high heels too.
So. He played basketball in high heels.
I was gonna say who was it? Was it Will Smith,
Dave Chappelle, and was it the? Are you talking about the Dave Chappelle story.
I thought it was Dave Chappelle and Will Smith.
Eddie Murphy's brother, Eddie Charlie. Murphy.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
They were, like, talking smack about him, how he couldn't play basketball or something, so he invited them over and beat both of them at basketball while also wearing high heels.
Mm-hmm.
And just cracks.
Y'all want some pancakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chappelle show sketch is fantastic.
Yeah. What, shirts versus blouses?
So good.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, that's classic. Yeah, that was like a spoof on the E! True Hollywood Stories or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was like all these stories that Charlie Murphy would tell from hanging out with Eddie Murphy and at all these parties and stuff. So, like, it was pretty good stuff. But yeah, man, it was pretty crazy to what Prince was able to do and what he accomplished, and it's a real bummer. I mean, this year has been real rough, man.
2016 is the year of all the cool people dying.
Yeah,
it's just a bad year to be a celebrity at the age of 69. It was Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman and David Bowie were both 69. Prince was 57, which is
When did Lenny Kravitz? When was Lenny Kravitz? Not Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz is not 57.
No,
Lenny.
Yeah,
Lenny
was in his
70s, wasn't he?
Yeah,
well,
he had
just
72.
Like turned 70 like 2 days.
Oh, really?
Before, so yeah. Wasn't he like December though?
Something like
yeah,
I think it was before 2016.
But still,
it's still considered one of the 2016.
That's right.
Because it was like on the cusp of the end of the year.
Yeah. And then Merle Haggard passed on his birthday. It was like, so that's kind of, thought that was kind of crazy, like, to come into the world on one day and leave on the same day. But his son shared a thing on Facebook, announcing his father's death, and he said something about that, like the couple of days before, that he knew, like, he wasn't feeling well, and that time was about up. But he said he was going to make it to his birthday, and he did. So I thought that was
poetic.
Yeah. So. But yeah, anyway, I mean, it's just like I said, all that, and then Scott Weiland.
Passed away.
Yeah.
I mean, that was drugs, but still.
Yeah, I mean, well, a lot of these, I feel, are, if not directly, are, you know, a lot of more influence. So.
I think we said this last time, but don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stay in school.
Yeah.
Stay off that dope.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, I don't know. I always like just to think, like, I mean, at least with music, though, like, it's a real bummer that they're gone and everything, but at least with music, all that art, and even Alan Rickman, you mentioned all that movies that he created and stuff, all this is out there, you know, at our access to, and lives on forever, you know, like that, you know, there's a reason that music's so celebrated and stuff and all that, and
I want someone to just put Joni Mitchell and Stevie Nicks and the remaining members of Queen and Paul McCartney and just put them all in a vault somewhere and keep them safe. Please, for the love of God. Please.
But that's what I think is crazy. They just, what are they calling it? Like Ocello or something like that. It's like a festival with...
Keith Richards is involved in it, right?
It's Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, I don't know, just every, like, living legend that's, we you know, is, like, playing this festival, like, the headliners of this festival and stuff.
Awesome.
That'll be interesting to see Ozzy, because I just remember seeing something from Ozzy after all these people had died, and he was like, I'm not going anywhere this year, I'm not doing anything, I'm not touring, all my friends are dead.
Yeah.
Not doing anything except getting kicked out of the house by Sharon. Wow, we're getting deep.
A very special Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah, but see, I practically like crapped my pants the other day when I found out that two of the biggest like metal music festivals in history are being combined for the first time this year.
Oh, good lord!
So they're actually I don't know if you guys have heard this, but they're actually combining Ozfest and Knotfest from Slipknot into one event.
Oh dear God! That entire land area is just gonna be a crater by the time
everyone's
it's over.
Gonna die.
Yeah.
Like Woodstock '99 times 10.
Maybe I didn't like throw a gathering of jugglers just to.
Oh Christ!
Yeah, because I know they're having like Suicide Silence and Lamb of God and obviously Slipknot and. brutal.
Instead of the smell of napalm, it's going to be the smell of Faygo.
Yeah.
Speaking of Faygo, there was a great Hard Times article during the Flint, Michigan water crisis where it was like, stated that ICP was going to donate like thousands of bottles of Faygo to Flint, Michigan.
Yep.
Dead.
Because their local government was not down with the clowns. Yep.
And now we have a full circle.
Hooray.
Down with the clowns.
Back where we started.
So yeah, the Hard Times.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway.
Yeah, there was, wasn't too long ago, somebody shared something about Guy Fieri, the guy from Smash Mouth, and Violent J or whatever from ICP, like that.
You've never seen them in the same room.
For all you know, they could be the same person.
Right. And they probably are. They probably are.
Yeah. Smash Mouth is
the Velvet Elvis painting of human beings. Guy Fieri.
Yeah, confirmed.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be scary.
Yeah.
Be quite funny, though.
We're all the same person. Someone should book them all at the same event and just see what happens.
Guy Fieri, like, rolls his sleeves up and you just see the Hatchet Man tattoo on his forearm. Oh, crap.
And he puts, on, like, a Norbit-style fat suit to do the guy from Smash Mouth. Just, like...
That would be something special.
Yeah. Industrial Light and Magic comes in to help put on the finishing touches, you know?
Yes.
Wow.
I've had lots of coffee, folks. That's...
There's not enough caffeine in the world.
I was about to say, we're all pretty much sitting here drinking, like, coffee and Monster
I'm just weird.
And Nate drinks water, but we're all drinking here, sitting here drinking caffeine.
We found a new Mountain Dew flavor. It's called Black Label.
Yeah,
Mountain Dew, you can contact us whenever you want for the endorsement.
Yeah.
We'll gladly. Just
we'll
hit,
gladly.
Get, yeah, hit, contact our people, please.
Right.
Contact our people.
We have people.
I met.
Basically, just shoot me an email.
We will gladly accept any.
We'll do
checks.
Lunch or something. I don't know.
I mean, we were talking about getting a trailer. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Book us up.
Or an RV, Clark.
You could even put a big old Mountain Dew sticker on the side of the trailer. I wouldn't even be mad if you're paying for it.
I mean, you could
turn
even
it into
you
like,
could just send us a trailer full of cases of Mountain Dew.
Turn it into the NASCAR. Turn it into like a NASCAR. Just. Plastered in decals, but it's an RV. You know,
be right there. Mountain Dew, Rock Paper.
More ad space. More ad space.
We'll just get a big cut out of Shane, put it in the window.
How do you feel about that?
Put him in the back window to guard the gear.
As long as it's like in Home Alone, where he's got it like rigged up.
It's like in The Critic, where it's a cutout of your arm moving. It's like Jay Sherman had a cutout that just said, "Buy my book! Buy my book! Buy my book!" over and over again.
Oh, man, that took a weird turn.
Yeah.
We'll talk about something actually relevant.
So anyway, what were we talking about again? What?
Hard times.
Something relevant to the topic of my ghost. I don't know.
I mean, that's pretty much like the... I think that's the overall title of this episode, Hard Times, because... We've also talked about death and everything else, so...
Contact our people, please. Yes.
Right.
with all of us being doped up on caffeine...
We'd like our commission check now, please.
Right. I have no idea what's going to dribble out of our mouths.
I've already just given up. Whatever happens.
That's kind of the fun of doing a podcasting, though, and stuff. I mean, really, these could be anything. I mean, people always ask me all the time, like, well, what are we going to talk about? Or what do we want to do, you want to do this, then? I'm like, yeah, there is no rules. We can do whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's like jazz, man.
Yeah.
It's just freeform.
Just let it happen.
Like, right before this episode, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, right.
We got like two prepared questions. It'll be all right.
I mean, this is exciting for me if I could break off into yet another tangent because. I'm a huge podcast fan. Like, I just listen to a lot of podcasts, local and national, and it's just really exciting for me to finally actually be a part of one because I've never done this before. It's exciting. I feel like I'm part of the system. It's exciting.
You become a cog in this machine.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. You know what? I don't even care, honestly.
Not even mad, bro.
No.
Yeah. So, besides Rock, Paper, Podcast, what's your other favorites?
Ooh.
That is a...
New Dudes by Super Fun Yeah Yeah Rock.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, they review new metal albums.
Yeah, no, I've only listened to the first episode when they were
reviewing...
Have
they done anymore?
Yeah, they have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they've done like a Limp Bizkit one. I need to hear it. And they did one on Korn, and Corey's my dude. That was great.
Well, yeah, they do a... He was also doing that, like a Justin Throw, like, I guess that was more of a YouTube thing or something. But,
yeah, didn't they talk about that on your podcast?
Yeah, we talked, yeah. He has a...
that was a great episode, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love those guys.
I'm just glad I was not in public when I was listening to that, because I would have, like, just busted out laughing at least seven times. They're great dudes.
Yeah.
Go, speaking of super fun, Rocket Ship, go see them Friday the 20th at, Off-Broadway with, Middle Class Fashion, another Middle Class Fashion record release party, so... Yeah.
That was the smoothest segue I've
ever
heard.
There
you
go.
Who are you?
Hey, man. 221 of these, I'm starting to get pretty good at it.
Respect the hustle.
Yeah.
Respect the hustle. Totally respect the hustle.
Shane Presley. You. Professional hustle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, other podcasts.
Anyway,
what
podcasts
do you guys like?
That we listen to. Not just me, but...
I don't listen to too many podcasts, but
I guess it is.
I pretty much listen to Rock Paper Podcast and Aaron's local super fun local show.
Yes, Aaron's local show, which is fantastic.
That's pretty much the two ones I pay attention to. So.
Nerdist Podcast, which I'm sure they don't need the promotion because they're, you know, almost 1,000 episodes.
But we'll still take
it.
Yeah,
on
people still
by the way,
yes.
Chris Hardwick or anyone who's part of Nerdist, if you ever listen to this, hit us up because, we need the, come on.
Help
get
us
that,
out here.
Get that good.
I've just given up all pretense of professionalism. Just
buy
our thing. I like Nerdist. I like How Did This Get Made, which is probably my favorite ever podcast. It's three comedians who basically just dissect horrible movies for an hour, usually with a guest. I've listened to a little bit of Serial, which is like the murder mystery NPR style thing. You Must Remember This is good. It's all specifically about old Hollywood. They did a whole series of episodes last summer on the Manson family, which was fascinating. And I don't know. I don't want to prattle on too much, but...
but yeah.
Check those out!
Well, it could be called something of a podcast connoisseur.
Yeah, because I need something to fill the silences in my life and... protect myself from the umbrella.
Well, let's
not
there.
This
is
anyway,
let's
anyway,
go there.
This is getting real deep.
But anyway, it's the middle
getting
of the day,
deep
folks.
On rock
and,
podcast.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Ooh, wow.
Anyway, sorry.
So, yeah, let's talk about bunnies.
Let's talk about bunnies.
Yes.
Or something else Shane has over there on his list.
Yeah, do you have anything else, please?
Well, there are a few questions that still need to be asked.
Yes. Did you want to do that now?
I don't know. Do you?
All right, sure.
I don't know. Do you
want
to do it?
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Anybody want to take the honors?
No. Whatever you want to do.
I don't remember what the questions are.
All right. Well, there are two questions asked by, as previously mentioned, Gabe Stroop. That's how you say your name, right? I'm pronouncing that right, right? Okay.
Check him out in the awesome band Skybird White.
Yeah.
You're welcome for the plug.
You can contact our people.
Contact our people, yes.
All right, Matt. But for the first question, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and ask this one. The first question he asks is, how does Nathan keep his hair so perfect? Nathan, how do you keep your hair so perfect?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Fun discovery. Beer makes your hair soft. And genetics. Genetics are nice.
Genetics are nice.
But yeah, fun thing. We went to, Matt and I, and yeah, it was just us. We went to go see Andrew W.K., and that was at Fugar, and one of the most punk shows I have ever been to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you just said Andrew W.K. at Fugar. So.
Well, I mean,
In
that, we feared for the lives of not only ourselves, but our fellow concertgoers at least four times.
Yeah, like, at one point, the band before, The Scam, like, at the end of their, like, right at their last few songs of their set, the singer just points at the bassist and says, anybody that can throw their beer on stage and cut him, I will buy you a shot after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Beer everywhere.
Yep. People took him up on it.
And not to mention I got sprayed with champagne at the first band. So, yeah, Gabe, that's how I keep my hair on fleek.
Okay, that's where we're going.
Thanks, Mom. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not the band mom for nothing. And the second question. Is it true that John wrestled a bear with both arms tied behind his back? Well, Gabe.
Who's John?
Yeah, why don't you go ask him yourself?
There is no John, there is only Weaver, and there is Fox. So, I don't know who this is in reference to, even though there is a blatant tag in the pit on the comment, but...
Yes, well,
so,
I mean...
who wrestled a bear?
It was both of us.
Yeah, let's say like a tag team type deal.
Like, he says, tied behind our backs, our hands were tied together.
Aww.
It was cute.
I hope your girlfriends don't know about
this. Like, our hands were tied together back to back, and we just kind of went for it. There was a lot of fur that was ripped out of the bear, and there was no rules, so we could use our teeth as well. So,
thank God you added the word bear.
You said like our
girlfriends knew that would have come out very poorly.
Was this like nature? Was this like Fight Club in nature?
We don't talk about it.
Excuse me, I forgot. I'd
just like to point out, we talked about this in our last episode. just pointing that out.
See, when you said John wrestled a bear, the first image that came to my head was like some like Dragon Ball Z style fusion dance going on where Weaver and Fox combined to create this being John.
Mega John squared.
We would literally be 2 inches taller because we're both really short.
Exactly.
Did you just say you're short?
I am short. I'm like,
you're like the second tallest person in the band.
I'm shorter than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh wait, it's the shoes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the shoes.
Is that what you're wearing? What a lot of people don't know is that Weaver is wearing like Prince style high heels right now. And ruffles. Which are very, very fetching,
ruffles?
By the way, I must say.
Ruffles.
Yes. Like pirate ruffles.
Oh,
go with the joke!
I thought you were talking about potato chips, bro.
Same!
Yeah.
I'm really hungry for chips.
It's bad,
couture.
Kids!
It's couture. I'm
hungry for chips.
Yep!
Dear God.
Yeah, we just ate like so before, and yet we're all
picturing.
But yes, long story short, Gabe, to answer your question, both of us were tied together to do this, and we won. The bear lost a lot of hair and a couple teeth.
If you ask me
at the right moment in time, I might just show you. But you can't see the scars because they're on my butt, so.
Yes, from the bear.
that sounded vaguely threatening until you added, oh yeah, you can't see the scars because they're on my butt. Okay.
Yeah, no, that just reminds me of that one time. We went to Five Guys. Oh God.
Don't tell that.
Okay. Night started.
Cat bag, okay. You gotta tell it now.
Stop yelling. Sorry.
Tell a story.
Yeah. We're screaming.
Call me quietly.
Yeah, so we were sitting in my basement. And I look over at Fox, and, like, it was you, me, and Matt, right?
Yeah.
It was three of us.
Yeah.
We're hanging out, and, like, you had some mayonnaise on your face. And I was just like, bro, where'd you get that mayonnaise mustache? He's like, oh, I just ate Five Guys. It's like, wow!
Okay.
For those of you, if you're looking for it, for those of you who can't see, Fox is pursing his lips so hard he no longer has any. and his face is as red as his shirt. So...
And his hair.
For better context.
Reminds me, my friend Adam Ray, he's been on the show. He's a big-time comic now. He's been in...
Sorry.
He's been in The Heat and Spy, and he's going to be the voice of Slimer in the new Ghostbusters coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, but anyway, he's got a joke in his... On his album about he's from Seattle, and I guess up there there's a chain called Dick's, and he says he went, you know, he got on stage and one night he's like telling some jokes, and he's like, hey, you guys ever get drunk and go home and just stuff your face full of a bag of dicks? And so, you know, he's like always gotta preface that, you know, like that it's a restaurant, and
yeah.
You know, so I can see how that can be misconstrued. Yeah.
Five Guys is delicious.
Yeah,
it is.
Shout out to Five Guys.
That is
again.
Whenever we get the endorsement checks.
You'll get a nice little sticker on the trailer if you help pay
that
for
is
it.
Like the first, like, I go to school in Cape, and the first thing I eat whenever I come here is Five Guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That also said poorly.
So Five Guys.
I mean, I'm not correcting it.
If you're listening, Five Guys people, I mean, we're putting the B back in subtle with this. So I would recommend
subtle.
Somebody get in contact with their people, which is just me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is a besides for Weaver Five Guys? But like, where else is a go to for the band to to
a favorite Eerie's?
Denny's.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Denny's. Show Denny's is the thing.
We have an after show ritual where usually when we go to a show or when we play a show, almost every single time we will all go to the Denny's right near us and just chow down on pancakes and just have a good time.
Yeah.
The nice thing is we usually get the same waitress every time we're in there.
Shout out to Stacy.
If you're listening to this, we love you.
Seriously, thank you for putting up with all of us and our whatever the hell we are for
And at his time, Sam.
Yeah. Our old bassist actually used to work at the Denny's that we frequent, so
he
started going there a lot first, and then he started going there so much that they just gave him a job.
Which is kind of sad if you think about it.
Moral of the story, pester people until you get a job. So, tying back to the sponsorship thing, maybe if we bug people enough, they'll finally just get
Can we just rule it out now and just say, anybody that listens to this, if you want to hit us up, talk to our people. We will take anyone.
We'll take like $15.
So Matt, you're going to be getting a lot of emails.
Yes.
God, I better set up a PayPal account.
Yeah.
Already got one.
Samesies.
I recorded with the cinema story the other night in Denny's, and I left it in just because it made me laugh. But there was a moment in the when we got going where the waitress comes up and she's like, "What are you guys doing anyway?" You know, and it's like, we're recording a podcast, and like, you know, so I had to explain to her what a podcast was and, and what we're doing. But I mean, she was like really nice about it all. But it was just funny, like I kind of break the fourth wall in the episode. And,
explaining what a podcast is on a podcast,
right?
That's
podcastception.
That is podcastception.
Shane, should we just get you like a Deadpool suit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Definitely.
You down?
I mean, I love you, Shane, but I think I would enjoy this interview a lot more if you were dressed up as Deadpool.
Right.
Like, that would be pretty cool. I wouldn't be mad about it.
You'd have to make a rule for yourself to break the fourth wall every time you do a podcast,
right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's meta.
I can make
listening to Rock, Paper, Deadpool.
I went to go see that new Captain America Civil War.
So good.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, same.
Bored.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, pretty much everybody but Deadpool in that movie seemed like it was all kinds of...
Well, I think they wanted this for, you know, children or like 13
years. Yeah, so Deadpool in it!
Deadpools. It'd have to be 17 to see, 16 to appreciate.
It's just a proven fact. Any Deadpool movie ever, or
any
movie
that includes any comic Deadpool movie,
it's going to be like a rated R. It's just
bless them for actually making a rated R Deadpool movie, because when they were first saying, "Oh, we might make it PG-13," I was like, "No, there's no way."
Well, you can thank Ryan Reynolds for that, because he basically led the crusade to be like, "Hey, this has to be true to the character, or else it's not happening."
Well, Ryan Reynolds is the one that led the crusade to the Deadpool movie,
right?
Because he played Deadpool in the other X-Men movie, and he hated it.
There was also some reference to his appearance, Deadpool's actual appearance, being something like Ryan Reynolds crossed with a Sharpay in one of the comics, which I think was put the bug in his ear to be like, "Oh, hey, I should probably like."
Ryan Reynolds is the perfect Deadpool, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
such
absolutely.
A good job!
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I went in there not really expecting to like the movie because I'm not a big fan of like crass humor, but it was pretty good.
I don't know. I thought it was great, Deadpool, and it was just it was like great action, and I love like the even like the opening credits, like
if a movie is funny by the opening credits, a great movie.
Exactly, it's like God's perfect gift: a CGI character,
a moody
teen.
Well, that was
paid asshole.
Yeah, written by
the real heroes.
Written by the real heroes here.
You guys ever watch Honest Trailers
at all? Yes!
So I think
We have a band ritual of like watching the Pokemon ones every time they come out. But yeah, the Deadpool trailer, which I'm guessing you're about to reference.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, they talked about it, but that was like, you know, I liked that Ryan was talking about how like they blatantly ripped him off, like for the opening credits of Deadpool. Like, was like they pretty much used all the jokes that Honest Trailer does every time they do credits like that and stuff. So I thought that at least he gave him credit. Like,
yeah,
you know, not in the movie, but on the trailer on the show.
Yeah,
stuff,
that was funny.
Yeah. But you know, I love Honest Trailer. Now those YouTube series, man. There's a lot of fun shows out there. Like
Chief among them, just because all of us love it. Helsing Abridged.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah, if you were a fan of Deadpool style, like, almost too dark to appreciate humor.
And anime?
Yes. Team Four Star, who does Dragon Ball Z Abridged, which is also hilarious, makes Helsing Abridged, which is just infinitely darker and more screwed up. And if you like really demented, like,
it is the best
dark humor, it will be your favorite thing on the internet.
Yeah.
Again,
it's,
check
it's
please.
So good.
Yeah, really. Like, Team Four Star.
Team Four Star. Ryan Reynolds.
We're gonna be making bank.
Yeah.
You know,
for real.
Everybody we reference has just like $10. We've got a trailer.
I was about to say, Marvel. If you've been listening, you know what to do.
Hey, Stan Lee. I think you're terrific. Come on, give us some money.
I loved Stan's appearance in Civil War. I thought that was really funny with the
being the delivery guy.
I still think my favorite appearance that he did was in Big Hero 6, where he was just in the painting in the background. And the one in Deadpool.
In Deadpool as a strip club DJ.
He said
that was his favorite
cameo.
Didn't surprise me. Why not? I mean, he's what, like 90?
He's 90 something, yeah.
I thought it was 96.
He's not.
I don't know, I could very easily be wrong, but I thought I remember that's what it was.
I don't know.
To Wikipedia!
We can goggle it real quick.
Yeah, someone will just tell us later.
You're probably right. I have no service anyways.
Well, yeah. Looks like it's up to me.
Whatever.
Well, again, come out May 27th to the demo. $7 will get you in.
Mm-hmm.
You can come hang out with these guys and talk about Deadpool and Mountain Dew and Honest Trailers and
Just about anything.
Yeah,
I'll probably be talking about Dark Souls.
I was about to say, to be honest, come up and ask us anything and we'll just roll with it. That's just how it goes.
We're like
ask
a living
me about the China trip I'll go on in the next couple
we're
of
like
weeks.
A, like a living Reddit AMA.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Real time.
Yeah. But we haven't talked about that, but you're heading over to China for a month, right?
Yeah, we're playing the show on the 27th, we're coming back, unpacking everything, and then packing up, then I'm going to China the next day. I'm gonna be there for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, that's nuts, man. I don't know. I've never left the States, so I have no idea, but I imagine I've even done very little traveling even in that. I've been to Chicago and went to Florida a couple times and Nashville, but that's really about it. I haven't gone too far east or west. So,
yeah.
What's going on in China?
Well, my parents actually live over there, so I'm just going to go visit them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think we might have touched on it in the last episode that we were on, but I'd gone to India, so this is kind of like the free trip I get to go over and see him.
Yeah.
That'll be fine. Hoping to maybe get some new material, because as a lot of you may have noticed, we use some very interesting imagery in our artwork, and a lot of that was derived from the trip in India. Actually, our song Great Pariah, which we played on the last episode, I kind of came up with the idea for while I was in some back road in Bangalore.
Yeah.
So, fun fact for the day.
Yeah. That, I scrolling through, I saw something online about some kind of new earpiece that you put in and
translates. It's like a translator. Yeah. I was looking into that.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds crazy. Like, but I mean, that's like, that would be one of my biggest hangups with going traveling is like the language barrier. I mean, if this thing's going to eliminate language barrier, like where we can instantly just translate right
there.
Yeah, like,
that'd be
nice. But right now they only have the technology for French to English and English to French. So
I think it was French, Spanish, and Italian.
It was something like that. But they said they're going to be working on adding a lot more languages into it and hoping to actually establish it, which I would love.
That's super cool.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, China is going to be a little more difficult. Fortunately, when I went to India, that wasn't terrible because actually, I mean, there were the driver we had who took us across our southern portion of the trip, he spoke like 6 languages, and I mean, we ran into a couple homeless people on the street, and they had pretty decent English in addition to being able to speak whatever the regional language is and plus more. probably the only time I'll ever say this, but yay British imperialism.
So. I spoke with a friend, Hillary Fitz. She's been on the show twice now, and she spent the summer in Panama and doing water study things for school and all this. And but anyway, she I was kind of talking about that, she's been living out there for a long time, and she's a musician and stuff. So I was like, "What did you, play at all? Did you go, So she said she hit up some of open mic blues jam things and stuff and played with them. But I just think that would be one of the biggest things, I think, would be to try to, see how your art would be interpreted or if taken in over there, So I don't know. You're gonna bring the guitar at all, or?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Just because it'd just be hard to get over there, and
right.
I don't trust the airlines with it.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it definitely is very interesting. When I went to India, it was really pretty cool because then Eastern culture, they use a lot of quarter tones, and to the American ear, or just the Western ear, it's a very harsh sound, but it's also really interesting. And I don't know, it was fun. Well, my mom lived over there. She was volunteering at a shelter for young kids, and she got them all recorders and taught them to play Christmas songs on it. And let me tell you, you have never heard Jingle Bells until you've heard 20 little Indian children blasted out on recorders.
Right.
Good Lord.
I saw something again that, I spent a lot of time just scrolling through the internet, so. But it was something, a meme or whatever, and it was like the songbook for Frozen with a recorder, so you can, give
Oh, these, I saw
yeah,
that.
I saw
that.
Oh,
what kind of satanic crap?
Yeah.
Not today, Satan.
Yeah, the recorder is a violent. It was funny because when my mom was actually doing that giving those to the kids, the owner of the person who managed the shelter, who's my mom's friend, was just like, "Do you hate me? I mean,
yeah,
do you want to be friends anymore?" could have told me another way, but
yeah.
You're still cool.
Yeah, man, I remember those days playing hot cross buns and stuff.
Fifth grade music class, man.
When I was in fourth grade in my elementary school, that's exactly they. It was a requirement for all of us to learn to play the recorder, and I.
Same for me.
I feel so bad for whatever teacher has to teach a class of 40 third and fourth graders to play the recorder. I couldn't do it. I'd probably pull my hair out.
You'd probably lose a good portion of your hearing.
Yeah.
So yeah, and yeah. God bless elementary school music teachers.
Just God bless elementary school teachers.
Teachers in general, you have all of my respect.
Yeah.
Right. Contact our people.
Yeah.
Matt. Oh, God. Now it's okay. We don't need money from teachers. They're broke as it is.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're trying to build up goodwill here, Drake.
Yeah.
Come on.
Goodwill
and philanthropy. Okay, you don't have to contact us on this one, but maybe we can work something out.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I guess we'll look to wrap this thing up. May 27th, the demo, Con Man Economy, the Cinema Story, Kuvi, Callaway Circus, and My Legacy, My Ghost. $7, $5, or $10 at the door. And then check out Ambit Studios. You got a Facebook page, right?
Yeah. There's a Facebook page and a website, and you can always hit me up personally too. That's always cool.
Yeah,
I'm always happy to talk to people about it.
For sure, yeah, for all your recording needs. And then, last time we played Cherry Blossoms from the album, and then we played live Great Pariah and Invisible.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, you have any other? Suggestions
and
to throw on?
And Wander?
Wander would be good.
Wander would be a good one to put on,
yeah. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Wander's turned into my favorite, actually.
Yeah?
I really like Wander.
That's insane.
All right.
Cool.
I'll throw a couple tunes on. You can hear those, and of course you can go grab them at the Bandcamp site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everything's free.
Yeah, so please, if you're gonna donate or pay any money for it, please do not do a dollar, because we won't see any of that, which we mentioned last time.
Yeah.
Somebody did it again. They paid us a dollar, and then, like, 75 cents went to Bandcamp, and, like, 25 went to, like, taxes or iTunes or something, and it was,
didn't it come down to we get, like, half of a penny or something?
It was
like
something stupid like that. Just take our stuff for free. If you're, you know, might as well screw iTunes while you're at it, you know?
Exactly. Just... I believe it's mylegacymyghost.bandcamp.com.
Yep. Quick and easy.
Yeah. And then, hopefully we'll be some new tunes coming in the fall, maybe.
Hope so.
Something.
Fingers crossed.
And if you want to see these guys in your town, first, go through their people, but maybe
Matt's casually waving his hand.
I'm waving. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot this was not a visual medium. I'm the people.
But maybe these guys will be out on the road here soon, so hopefully. It all starts the 27th. You know, come out, show some love, come see them. Thanks for hanging out again, guys.
Thanks for coming out here.
Yeah, this is a. I enjoy doing a little traveling for the show and seeing parts of this beautiful country of ours. So,
Maryville, Illinois.
Yeah,
Maryville, Illinois.
I got. I'm hoping. I don't know if they're still open, but I got super stoked when I passed the Casey's over there because I thought a pizza sounded really good right about now. So.
I think they're open till like midnight, 11 or midnight.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go try to score. Some Casey's pizza.
Godspeed.
Yeah.
Godspeed, gentlemen.
We join the nation in wishing you well.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Also,
thank
Casey's, you. Contact our people.
Of keeping up this man.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.